You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, your go-to guide in the digital marketing landscape, my friend. And today, we are diving into a topic that may raise some eyebrows, okay? I don't want to ruffle no feathers, but the myth that a hefty follower count is your golden ticket to success. Now, you already know how I feel about follower count. So why don't you stick around for some eye-opening insights? And of course, I'm going to provide some actionable strategies that focus on what truly matters, and that is quality over quantity, my friend. But first off, let's start off and bust the myth right off the bat, okay? Having thousands or even 100,000 followers, I don't know why that seems to be like the magic number, on social media does not guarantee that you are going to have business success. Shocking, right? But here is the truth. It is not about how many followers you have, but it is about how engaged they are. Engagement rate is the real currency and the real flex out here in the realm of social media. Now, engagement, I will say, is definitely still a big thing, right? You can have 700,000 followers and only a small percentage of people engage with the content. We all know that the algorithm does algorithm on, especially Instagram, but think about it. Would you rather have 10,000 followers who scroll past your post or 1,000 followers who actively engage, share your content, and genuinely support your business? Ding, ding, ding. Give me 1,000, Alex, right? Engagement drives visibility, and that's what we're all seeking. It fosters loyalty, and ultimately, it converts followers into customers. Engagement's metrics that you want to be looking at are comments, shares, direct messages, which are a very strong indicator of a healthy and interested community. So stop worrying about getting to 100,000 followers. Worry about the quality of the people that you have and the interested people that are following you, right? We know that they're there. There are ways that you can check this, right? We said likes, comments, shares. Who is actually engaging with your content? So let's talk about building a quality following, because you're like, Michelle, how do I even do that? So how do you cultivate an engaged and loyal following? It starts with your content, my friend. Your content should resonate with your target audience. It should provide value and encourage interaction. I don't want you to shy away from asking questions, sharing behind the scenes glimpses, or starting discussions with your community. Of course, you already know what I'm going to say. Authenticity is key, like really. So let your true self shine through, and trust me, your audience will find you. Your community will find you. Okay. So how do you cultivate, you know, how do you continue to cultivate, right? Of course, be consistent, because it's not just about posting frequency, but your messaging and your branding too all have to be consistent. Consistency helps build trust. And then the trust is what turns followers into fans, my friend. The next thing I want to say is you got to take this beyond the gram. You got to take this beyond the social media streets. I want you to remember that Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, all of these platforms are just tools, and it is not the end goal. Your end goal should be to build a sustainable business. So direct your social media followers to other platforms that you own, like your email list or a cough podcast, where the algorithm changes won't disrupt your connection. I know that each and every one of you listening to this podcast, that you will get this because you're subscribed, right? And if you're not subscribed, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode, right? But this podcast is my podcast. I own this podcast. And the algorithm changes don't affect this. You tune in because you know about this podcast. You tune in and you tell your friends. I hope that you're telling your friends, and thank you for telling your friends about this podcast. And I can always reach you here on this podcast. Okay. So remember that. And speaking of email list, I don't want you to ever underestimate the power of your email list, okay? An engaged email list can be a goldmine for your business. So make sure that you are offering a direct line to your audience without the noise of these social feeds. While I love social media, and while this podcast is a lot about social media and marketing, right? But it is about that offline connection as well, and sending people to other places other than your social accounts, right? So I want to talk about success stories, and I've seen entrepreneurs with modest followings launch successful products. So this is to all my people who are feeling like it's not for me. It is. I've seen them fill out programs and even sell out events because they focused on building a quality community. One of my clients launched a book. She became a best-selling author, and she does not have 10,000 followers on Instagram. Okay. These are individuals who understand their audience's needs and consistently deliver value, proving, right, that a loyal community trumps a large one every single time, period. Period. Okay. So if you are feeling inspired and you're like, I'm really, really ready to rethink my approach to social media, Michelle, I want to say, great. It is time to focus on meaningful connections rather than just chasing numbers. And of course, if you're looking for more tips on growing a quality following and leveraging your social platforms for genuine business success, be sure to follow me over on Instagram. I share all type of tips all the time at Michelle L. Thames. Let me know that you listen to this episode. Share this episode in your DMs. Let people know that, hey, you need to listen to this. You need to listen to this and get the gems that were dropped, okay? Let's embark on this journey together and focus on what truly matters, what truly moves the needle, and that's engagement and quality connection. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Again, thank you for tuning in. And I want you to remember this, my friend. Success isn't measured by the number of followers that you have, but by the connections that you foster from them. All right? Remember that. And I am your host, Michelle Thames. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Social Media Decoded podcast. Until next time, my friend, keep making waves in your own unique way. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one. Peace.